It's hard to believe, but the day is finally here. We are here in season 2, World of Dance, episode 16. It's the finale, and guys, I'm not crying. You're crying.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
All right, you guys, welcome on in to AfterBuzz TV's World of Dance. Of course, it is season 2, but it is the finale of season 2. If you have not watched the episode, this is a spoiler episode, so please do me a favor and go and watch the NBC show and then come on back to us because I don't want you guys yelling at me in the comments.
All.
Yes, we are going to reveal all. I am Kristen Burt, and next to me is...
I am Kim Davies.
That's
so good
right.
to be the two of us on this finale night, Miss Kristen.
We were supposed to have three, but we only have two. Teague is not here tonight. She's out doing an event, but we'll have a little news about Teague in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we've got a lot to cover, and I really kind of want to dive into this. Just some quick overarching thoughts about the season. What do you think?
Oh, that's a big question, darling.
It
some
is.
Quick overarching thoughts
yes.
of this season. I mean, World of Dance for me is, I think, the premier dance show now because of the extraordinary talent that is showcased from around the globe. And I love the big group numbers as well. It's just so on point. It's so current. It's just fantastic that it touches all corners of the earth, and it's just brilliant, brilliant to be able to share this caliber of dance with the world. Most people who don't get to go to shows and musicals and things like that,
Come here.
Get to see it on TV.
Yeah.
So it's fantastic.
It is fantastic. I think they did a lot of nice improvements from season 1 to season 2, showing the full dances, giving us a lot more time. I feel like maybe we could squeeze it into like 12 weeks, maybe? I think 12 weeks. 16 felt a little long, and I would prefer maybe 2 hours all season long and in 12 weeks.
Yeah, that would be cool.
I think that would work out a little bit better, but that's an NBC
and
thing.
And not changing the days and dates and times.
Oh, I forgot
throughout.
About that, too. Yeah, that's Tuesday to Wednesday and things like that. Maybe we will get that squared away because it is coming sooner versus later. But we're going to talk about season 2 because it is a jam-packed episode, and we kick off round 1 of the World Finals with Charity and Andres.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this... first round, the judges pick the song for them, which can be a little dicey because if you're not in love with the song, good luck.
Yep.
But Derek kicked it off with Charity and Andres and Ain't No Sunshine. Good choice, right?
Yeah, really good choice. I really loved it. And I think, though, I think the judges would feel the pressure that literally they need to choose a good song. Otherwise, you know, the poor group's at their whims kind of screwed. So I think he did a great job. And I absolutely loved. I feel like tonight was a night of openings. Like, everybody's first opening part of their performances were different and stunning. And this one was no exception. I just loved the silhouettes, and I loved the you know, the sun, obviously, for the choice of the music. It was just fascinating and very different to watch them, the placement of both of them.
Yeah, the use of the B stage I thought was really clever, and I wish more acts would actually use the B stage because I feel like it gives more
depth,
levels and
section.
Depth. Yeah, exactly. So that was a really good one. Her turns in the silhouette were absolutely
broken
exquisite.
Toe.
She doesn't care about that broken toe. It's $1 million. I'd be dancing too. I'd be like, forget that. You know what I'd be like? Just put a little like steroid in there. You're good to go. A little painkiller, you're fine.
Because it's the adrenaline, right? I mean, you can do it when you're dancing, but you can see as soon as she stops, she's like hobbling like, oh, and that really hurts.
You did see it. If you watch her walking forward to the judges, I was like, there's a little limp in there. But that I'm okay with that. Honestly, I dance with many injuries because there were important things. And as long as it's not life-threatening or it's going to cripple you for the rest of your life, go for it.
A toe. Meh, it's a toe.
It's a toe. It's going to heal. It probably took longer to heal because of that. But
yes.
$1 million on the line, she gets my approval.
Yeah.
But their athletic style really, I think, is something that is kind of unrivaled right now. Mm. And I love that they are so young. Of course, they were the winners in the junior division. So scores on this one I was a little bit like, okay, 92 from Neo, 96 from J-Lo, and then 95 from Derek. So I felt like Neo was playing it safe, knowing that there were three other acts following.
Yeah,
so their average was 94.3. We then moved directly into S rank. And I have to say this one thing about S rank. I really enjoy their style. I feel like we didn't get to know them that well because they were in week one.
Mm.
And then we waited weeks and weeks and weeks. I think it was like 9 weeks in total before we hit the duels.
Yeah, and you kind of forget, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, you can't remember all those acts. Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little hard. I struggled. I wanted to get them to know them better, I think. Yeah.
Well, tonight, I mean, it did it for me, especially I had a lot of tears with the situation with his father never watching him dance until tonight.
Yes, and that's a really big deal. And I think, you know, sometimes it happens with men in dance. The fathers don't always want to support them.
But I'm Billy Elliot all over again.
Yes, it is. And hopefully that whole, you know, stigma is changing. J.Lo was their mentor. The B.O.B. song, Headband, is what she took. Yeah. So what I love the concept of this, honestly. Oh,
absolutely. It was absolutely amazing. Again, a night of openings. The start, the opening of that number with the orchestra, the whole creative concept. I actually would have preferred to watch them just about do the entire number like that, because I thought the transition from the orchestra piece to the actual group dance was very average. Like, it was like, okay, we've finished that now. Let's move down and start. So that really let them down, I thought, because it was very creative with the orchestra. And then it was like, okay, now we're doing a group dance.
I actually liked the difference in levels. My thought was, and I did make this note, I was like, I got frustrated with some of the camera work because it kept jumping all around, and I wanted the camera to pull back so that I could see the wide shot and everything that was happening, because it was like, here's what's over here, but what's happening over here? Like, we were missing some things, and that was one thing. And then they were in close, and then I'm like, no, pull back, pull back, pull back.
Yeah, it must be hard. They obviously, the cameraman needs some dance.
Well, the director is calling that, so you know, that's one of those things. And they've got one of the most sophisticated cameras out of any of the reality shows.
Cool.
And it is one of those things that I think maybe they get a little too excited with all their technology. And sometimes I'm like, a simple wide shot would have worked really well.
Back to basics.
Sometimes it is that way. But that's okay. You know, they added in some crumping and some whacking. And I thought they mixed it up really well.
Fantastic. I thought it was amazing.
And this was a funny thing. And then we noted this. Neo says, that was a $1 million dance. And then he gives him a 91. Which he had scored Charity and Andre's higher at 92. So I was like, okay. That was interesting.
Yeah, strange.
Yeah, J.Lo gave him 95. Derek gave him 93. Their average was 93 in total.
93.
So much going on there, and so much going on here at AfterBuzz. All the fall shows are starting.
Oh, I know. So exciting, isn't it? Like, we're finishing some end of an era for some and then starting into the new ones. Just keeps going. So AfterBuzz is our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, if you don't already know. We've got dramas, we've got reality, we've got sci-fi, we've got dance shows, as you know, and more, there's no network that works harder to serve television fans than us. Yay! So, but we know we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube's going to suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow, which is what we are after. If you're worried about pesky notifications, please don't be. Totally optional. So hit the subscribe button below for this channel now, and check out all our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know that you did, and we can thank you in the comments after the show. So thank you now for being the best fans. Honestly, we love you and all the comments and everything that you give us. It's amazing. And thank you for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
All right. Yeah? Fantastic.
Thanks, guys.
I know a lot of good things coming up this fall. A lot of good television. And Monday are the primetime Emmys honoring last season. So
good.
I will be there. I picked up my tickets with my spider bite. I have a spider bite, you guys. We'll talk about that on Instagram after, because that's a whole other story. All right, let's go to Michael Demeski, the winner of the upper division. Jenna Dewan was his mentor, and she chose Dive by Ed Sheeran, and I love this song. And this one was interesting. I thought I loved what he did. I felt it was very emotional. I thought it really showcased his technical abilities. And I think it was one of those, I feel like this was the better one of the two.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Absolutely, hands down. Yeah, for sure. I was a little concerned when they were prepping it to be, you know, not one of his ones where he can showcase his, you know, big jumps and elevation, and it was going to be more emotional, but everything was in there. He got the leaps, he got the turns, he got this everything, and he got... I loved his costume as well. I really like the, you know, I like the preppy boy look.
Dapper. It was very dapper.
Dapper, darling. He's just so clean and so powerful and got such incredible lines. His elevation, the height he can reach, and the power in his flips. Oh, he's just... Amazing. Divine.
The only other person I think that can rival him sort of in the contemporary world in terms of perfect technique is Lex Ishimoto, who won season 14 of So You Think. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, they both toured together in Billy Elliot.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting. They went to Billy School. If you guys don't know what Billy School is, there's a great documentary about training the Billys. I love it. I've watched it a million times.
So good.
And the one note that I really love from Derek, the intention of the movement, there is intention there. It's not just like, I'm going to be dramatic here, or I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Everything felt like it had a purpose.
Yes.
And I feel like in contemporary and some of these routines we've seen throughout the season, sometimes I'm like, watch what I can do with my leg instead of like, let the emotion be the impetus for it.
Absolutely. It's like having just that split second thought. Exactly, intention and thought before you do a move. Like, I don't know if it was Derek or Neo, he was saying, you know, he did a slight head dip and then he would bam into another.
Yeah, that was pose. Derek talking was Derek. About that, yeah.
Yeah, and it was just, yeah, he thinks. He's a thinking dancer rather than just a flowing through the moves dancer.
Yeah, I loved that.
It's amazing.
I did love that J-Lo was like, the letter was like another person on stage. And I was like, I don't know about that. But I think she felt like he was connected to the emotion of what was in the letter. And I think that's probably
what she was. Yeah, you looked at me funny there.
I was like, that's a weird comment. But I get what she's saying, though. And so I was like, it's a good solid comment, of course. They love this routine, 95, 97, 95. So his average was 95.7. And you start thinking, maybe Michael Demeski is going to be our winner. Mm. But you got the lab next. And never count out the junior team divisional winners. Neo mentored them, and he gave them work for Missy Elliott.
Work.
Which to me was an expected choice.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt like Neo did not go outside of the box at all with this. Like, he went with a really, really safe song for them. However, I felt like they didn't go safe with the routine.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think, again, like, I think the judges are going, you know, it's a huge responsibility on what they choose for them. So safe is good. Safe works.
But I do like that Derek had gone a little different for Charity and Andres.
Oh, agree.
So,
totally.
Yeah.
I'm sure they could handle anything.
A safe
Let's
risk.
Be
Is there a safe risk song? Maybe. You know, I don't know.
But I mean, I love the set on this with the slides. It was fun. It was bright. It was colorful. I love the backwards walkovers where they're connected back and back.
That was like
back and back.
Four or five times.
I know. It was right? So clever. So clever. And just the liveliness and the. I just love those kids. They're so good. They're so sharp.
They're so sharp. And
just
you
amazing.
Know, the cleanliness of their movement. Yeah. I actually said to you while I was watching this, I'm like, they're a lot cleaner than S Rank was tonight. And it was one of those things. I'm looking at all of their precision and their lines and all of their different movements. And oftentimes I'd be like, oh, S Rank, they're just like slightly out of line. And it would catch my eye just because when you have 10 to 15 people on stage, you better be in formation. Mm-hmm. You better know what your mark is.
I totally agree. I feel like S Rank's more of like a – Well, that's why their motorbike groupie kind of dance really fit them well tonight, I think, because they seem more of a collective to me, and the lab seem more as like an army, like regimented completely in sync versus like a, collective.
You feel a little more of the freestyle of S-Rank, for sure. Yeah. Okay, well, the judges love this one, too. It was 97 across the board from all three judges.
That's cool. That doesn't happen very often. They're all the same.
They did this a couple times tonight, which I thought was kind of interesting.
All the same?
In the second round.
There I say this, and yes, they did. They did it again later.
Hilarious. But 97 across the board with the lab, but if you take a look at J-Lo, J-Lo scored Michael Demeski the same as the lab. And I do like to point some of these things out because it is kind of interesting where people's mindset is, especially on a finale. And remember, we're going back to March 16th. That finale was taped on March 16th, so we're going back months.
Imagine
at this point.
Honing it in all this time.
All this
time. Oh, my goodness. That's like way too many months.
It was a long time, let me tell you, for everybody. So their average, of course, was 97. And just one thing I would love to talk about, too, is that in between round one and round two, they brought back some of the season one contestants, Kinjas,
cool.
Keone and Mari, who I think I talk about ad nauseum on the show because I do love their work so much. And, of course, Derek snuck in there.
I would actually love to go back now and try to keep my eyes on which one he was because...
I know. Did he sneak in, or was he there the whole time?
That's, exactly.
I'm not sure.
Who knows?
Because of the end, I was like, oh, there's Derek Hough. But it was great. I thought that this was one of those numbers that I thought all of the technology and the overhead cameras, the back vision, I don't know, I'm calling them vision boards, but visuals, I should say. I thought these worked really well because the costumes were white and stark and simple. Sometimes I feel like there's too much going on those LED screens.
And the use of all the different spaces as well was really cool. That was really, really, really
Keone and Marian Kinchas, they are genius at choreography. They really are. One thing I wanted to mention to anyone who's in the Southern California area, and I'm going to say San Diego up to L.A., Keone and Mari are doing an immersive dance show with Hideaway Circus. It starts at the end of this month, and I think it runs through November. But it's like one of those where the theater seats like move with you and you go and see different scenes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So how does that work?
I don't know. I haven't seen the show yet, but it's called Beyond Babel. I'm going to try and go down. It's in San Diego. So I'm going to try and go down to San Diego one day and go and see it. But if I hear more scoop, I'll throw it out there on Twitter.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It sounds really amazing. And it's Keone and Mari, so you don't want to miss it. Kind of a good one.
Amazing.
Yes. Just a reminder, I know it's the finale, but for those of you who have watched us or listened to us as a podcast all season on iTunes, we appreciate all those comments, 5-star ratings that you've given us. Remember, we're going to be back really soon, sooner versus later this year, because season 3 is coming in February 2019. Yay. So the more you guys can boost us up, even on the last show, it'll help us with visibility for season 3. So thank you for that.
Let's go to round 2.
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay. And what they did, I thought this was kind of interesting. They took the scoreboard from round 1, and the person who had the lowest score, which was S rank, went first.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And tough, too, I think.
Because it builds the scores for the people that already have the high scores.
Absolutely. Yes. And I mean, obviously, it was interesting as well because every single – the order of the first round remained exactly the same for the second round as well, which – so nothing moved for that. I don't know if I like that choice, but I can't tell you or articulate why.
Well, you know, here's the thing. It made me think of figure skating. Figure skating, you know, you actually go and pick out of a hat. I'd actually prefer people pick out of a hat and randomly go, okay, we picked number 4. We picked number 1. And that way, there's no sort of like the producers are trying to build us up to a storyline or anything else like that. It becomes completely random and completely fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we can watch them like pull out of a hat. I don't mind seeing 10 seconds of...
Yeah, also because I think, well, I know it was their second round, but oftentimes the judges leave wiggle room for the first ones competing so that the other ones can come in with their better and higher. So if you're already the lowest, shouldn't you go last? You've got a better opportunity. I don't know. Maybe it could have changed.
One would think. I don't know. I mean, yes. I think, and I know that they're trying to create drama and the storyline and everything else, but I feel like random order's probably better.
Agree.
That way you have no question from the audience going, well, of course they wanted either Michael Demesky or the lab to win or whatever, you know. You just eliminate all of that little chatter on social media.
Yeah, agree.
Yeah. But just a couple tips. If we were executive producers, these are the decisions we'd be making.
If we were.
S rank went first. I think this was their biggest storyline yet. Cool. I thought that they went really big for that final round, which I thought was perfect. I loved the formations, and I thought that made a really big impression on me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it because it just looked so fun. Like, I love the motorcycles. I love the way they were so in character when they were like driving around on the Golden Gate Bridge or wherever they were, having a good time. Again, the transition though from that to let's now move in front. I don't know. I just don't like their basic transitions. I think they need to get a little bit more creative with going in between there.
And I think they're so used to just dancing mostly in a formation, which is what they're known for, their style. And then when you are going really big with a production number and you've got the B stage and then you've got the circular stage, that it's something that they'll have to, you know, if they decided to come back to season 3 or something like that, be something they would have to work on.
Like, the bikes just needed to come forward with them. I know they're attached, but yeah, that would have been cool. But no, yes, overall, utilizing that the motorcycle vibe and feel throughout was really creative. It was a lot more chill. And again, I felt like they were good friends, collective, having a good time.
And I felt like the LED screens worked really well in this number.
Yes.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm like, it's a distraction. I can't see. This one, I was like, oh, this looks great. It looks so good. It felt really expensive.
Yeah.
I like it when a routine feels expensive. Like, the budget was spent on lighting and LED and visuals and costumes and props and everything else. I like that.
Job well done. And they utilized what they had at their disposal, so that's cool. And also, I just love, again, back to the story about the father having never been before to see him watch a life. That's so sad, and I totally get it, because it's happening, like you said, all over with boys and men not necessarily accepting dance. It's not so bad these days, but, you know.
It's still there.
And it's so sad, like, cry moment.
I know, we're like... Don't make me cry.
Oh, I was crying.
There was a lot of crying in after the final dance, and I thought, the stress that must be on all of these people, you just have to let it go, because you've been like, I just have to keep it together. I have to stay clean. I have to do my best. And then when you're done, you're like, it's such a relief. I would be the ugly crier. I'd be the one like, I can't even hear J-Lo because I can't. Yeah, I'm one of those. That's me.
Awesome.
Their score, this is where all the judges agreed, 94 across the board. So their final round two average was 94, but their total from the two rounds was 93.5. Mm-hmm. Great score. Mm-hmm. We then go to Charity and Andres. And this one was kind of interesting because I feel like I love Charity and Andres. I love their athletic style. I love their tricks. And just when I felt like, where are they going to go with this? Because I kind of feel like I've seen it all with them. I hadn't seen it all. I thought that they really stepped it up for this one, where I felt like they had done their 100, 100, 100 routine a few weeks ago, and it was like, okay, okay. And then all of a sudden, boom, here they hit you with a really nice routine for the finale.
I mean, just those two are incredible. They're absolutely amazing. And there's just one move in there where she was in the splits, and he just picked up her back leg and just flicked her over. Talk about break your legs, like, honestly. But no big deal. Those abs are so tight.
Her arms, I always look at her really toned arms, and I'm like, I like those.
Oh, yes. When she holds the microphone, and she's like, boom, boom,
boom. Her guns look great. Yeah. They are such an interesting thing, because I don't think people realize they make their tricks look so easy and so smooth. Most trained dancers can't even do this. Oh, the amount of strength that it requires for them to do.
The leaps, the elevation, it just... Oh,
yeah, her picking him up and throwing him across the stage and the height he got, I was like, wow.
I mean, but obviously we all know that that's majority, 95% him doing that work, making her...
Of course, a good plié gets you up there, guys.
Height.
Always plié.
Stretch.
But one thing, because I had interviewed Charity and Andres now probably a couple rounds ago, Andres, both of them are of the Mormon faith. Andres is contemplating doing his 2-year mission, which is part of the Mormon faith. And he is most likely, he said it's very important to him. So I think that is what he's going to be off doing next.
Wow.
And as we all know, taking a 2-year break
at that
from
age,
dance is, but it's the same time when they do their mission. So,
yeah, like, but that's the key time when they're working it.
I know.
And after this success, they need to stay on the bandwagon and go for it.
I know. So it'll be interesting to see what he does next, or if he waits like one more year and then does it. I don't know. But they have aged out of the junior division. So if they had ever decided to come back or anything else like that, they would have to go into the upper division. So they are now older.
Yeah.
96, 93, 94. So guess what? Neo really liked this routine.
He did.
Yep. 94.3. And that was the same exact score they got in the first round. Mm. So 94.3 is their average for both rounds. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
And then we'll interrupt round two because we do want to talk about the season one winners who did come back, Lay Twins. Nobody can do what Lay Twins does.
No.
Nobody.
Nobody on the planet.
Nobody.
That's why they're so good. Yeah. They're just so unique and individual and just so on point and so sharp and just funny. I think they're hilarious.
They are. The personality that comes through. And you have to remember, like, they're twins. So there is a connection there that if you're not a twin, I'm not a twin.
My brother and sister are twins.
Yeah. You probably see the connection that they have because they were in the womb together. Yeah. And that's just something that is super special.
It is. It's amazing. Yeah.
And I love that it carries out through dance. That's kind of the cool thing.
Yes. And, I mean, look what they've done since last year. I mean, the people have had the opportunity to dance with and for. It's just incredible what the show can do.
I love seeing them at Coachella. I watched that live, you know, the live stream when it happened in April on YouTube. And I was like, there's Lay Twins. It's really fun to see. That was a big, epic concert, too. That was huge. Mm-hmm. And Beyonce is epic. So we'll just throw that out there. All right, let's get to the final two, because this is where it becomes the showdown. Because obviously, Charity and Andres knocked out S Rank. So S Rank came in fourth for the season. Currently, Charity and Andres were on the leaderboard. But it's Michael Demeski who comes out here. And I think he has the hardest job out of anybody that's left in this competition because he's a soloist. Mm-hmm. He only has to rely upon himself. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't have that emotional support of like a buddy that's going to be like, we got this. We'll do this as a team. He's out there just telling himself, like, Michael, you can do this. Okay, I got it. I mean, that's what you got
to
do. No one
there to give him a hug. Go for your post.
Yeah, I can't hug myself. Like,
but I mean, in a way that can actually be beneficial as well because he's only got himself to rely upon for the actual technique and execution of the performance. No one else to stuff it up. It's all on him. So
right. And if you do make a mistake, you can just roll it into something
exactly.
else.
No one's going to know.
Yeah. And I felt like he really did lay it all out there.
Yeah, see, it was a shame because I absolutely love him, but I really felt that this routine was not one of his best ones. Mm-hmm. I thought there was too much, the concept was great, but too much time, like I said, on the jungle gym, as I like to call it, and not enough time dancing. And I also thought there was the fact that he was up on the boulder or
confined him too.
It did confine him. And I was also like, oh no, please don't fall off when you're jumping up and down. So I didn't love that routine. It was a shame. I wonder if he could have, you know, picked something else and scored better.
Yeah, and you know, I'm sure for a soloist too, they wanted to create like a big epic set piece. I almost maybe would have liked it had he done a little bit more with some of the sort of the climbing aspect, because maybe it would have filled it in instead of going to the top. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And then move forward and then get into the Michael Demasky we know.
Also, because at the very end where he'd finished with that part, he just slid straight down off it in his transition into his, you know, the floor work. And I was like, oh, that's it? That wasn't great use of your prop there.
Yeah, was there a payoff with that prop?
Yeah, I don't think there was.
Yeah.
I didn't like it.
So maybe,
shame.
It's interesting. But, I mean, listen, Michael Demasky was well known in the dance community before.
Yes.
He'd done Broadway. He's been very successful shaping sound.
Yeah.
But I think that this gives him a much bigger platform, and I'm excited to see what happens in the United States. So,
yeah.
I mean, I know he feels like he was not a success here, but I
so
understand.
So weird, because he'd done so much.
But I think, like, here's the thing, and I said this, you know, he won So You Think in Australia. He was brought here to the U.S. by Paula Abdul. I mean, Nigel Lithgow put him at the Dizzy Feet Foundation Gala. There were high expectations for him, and I think he also believed like this was a huge break. Mm-hmm. And while he consistently worked, I don't think he had the breakthrough
the
that everyone
likes.
I think everyone was like, this is the next Travis Wall, and I don't think he felt like he became the next Travis Wall. Mm-hmm. But maybe in his own time and with this show,
well, he's definitely going
to becomes the own Michael Demasky, because no one's going to be Travis Wall either. So.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's the best thing to be. Don't try and be somebody else.
No way.
So Neo loved this too. Neo gave him a 98, 96 from J-Lo, 95 from Derek, 96.3 for round two, 96 as the average for both rounds. I just want to double check.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I just was really, I was saying that.
I was just saying J-Lo gave Michael in the lab the same in round one, and then she gave Michael in the lab the same in round two.
She's like, I'm not making the decision.
Yeah.
It's up to you boys.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, Michael Demesky knocks out Cherry and Andres, who come in third for this season. And now Michael just has to wait until the lab goes. And the lab just decides, hey, we're going to do something. We're going to go left. You thought we were going right. We're going left. And they do waiting for the world to change.
John Mayer.
Yeah, John Mayer, which was perfect. Mm-hmm. Because if you're going to deliver something different, do it. And I felt like this was the most amazing. It felt like an assembly line as they went through.
Yes.
If you notice, the prop had a continuity through each little scenario.
And all the audience had it as well, right?
Yes, the rose.
That was cool.
But they were passing the rose through that very first rose through each little scenario on the stage until they
danced
together as a group.
Very creative. It was interesting. When I first saw them in the costume before the performance, when they're in the army attire, I thought it was going to be more of a piece on, you know, like going off to war and that kind of message. But it was completely lovely. Switch. Like, just the fact that it was more on the love and the returning home, which was nice.
Yes. Yeah. And I love these kids. I love what they did. I love the choreography all season between Val Ramirez and Dietrich. I know helped them out as well. Jeez, man. They laid it all out there.
Crying again. Tears.
Oh, and those two little boys in the front, the little 8-year-olds.
Do they even understand what they're doing? Like, what?
I think they do, because all those kids that are there are really mature and smart.
Amazing.
But I just wanted to take them home because they were so darn cute.
Oh, they're so good.
So here we go. You see the judges feeling, and I would love to know, because last year I know that they debated for an hour between Michael, between Les Twins and Eva Igo. I wonder how long it took them to really make a decision and do the scoring for between Michael and the Lab, because, you know, I think, even though I think the Lab did two better routines overall, Michael's had a very consistent season too. So I'm like, are you judging on overall? You're just judging what you've seen.
So that's interesting so far that they're always the soloists are just being knocked out, isn't it? Just goes to show power in numbers.
There are power in numbers. Mm. And, you know, even though Les Twins is only two,
still more than one.
It still is more than one. And it'll be interesting to see when that first person does win World of Dance.
Yeah.
Just that soloist.
Wow, they're going to have to be good.
Yeah, who is that going to be?
Maybe it'll be you, Kristen.
It's not going to be me. But I will tell you who's going to win season two, because we do know this answer. The Lab score, final score, 100 from Neo, 96 from J-Lo, who doesn't want to make a decision, and then 98 from Derek, giving their average score for round two a 98, and for the two rounds, 97.5. And guess what? Those kids win $1 million.
Minus Texas.
I was doing that because I'm like, okay, you basically lose half with $1 million.
$500,000,
there's 15 of them. They get $33,000 each. But I will say, if you put that towards college and invest it.
I was just going to say, that is a brilliant idea. I hope that that's what they're doing. They're putting it aside for something that's going to be beneficial.
If you put it aside for
college.
Plus,
you're going to have a bit of a party on top
of that. My mom would be like, you can have like
some pop and some Cheerios.
Here's $200 for you to go crazy with. Because at eight, what are you going to eat? $200 is fine.
Candy?
Yeah, or you a nice day at Disneyland or something?
That would be cool.
Yeah, that would be like $500, but I mean, it's so expensive at Disneyland these days. And I want to let you guys know that on Friday, we are going to have some members of the Lab here. We're very excited. So here's how it's going to play out. I'm going at 10 a.m. Pacific time. I'm going to do a special episode of To the Point. Val Ramirez, the choreographer, will be here. Lil Sweet, I had on last year, and Logan from the Lab. All three of them will be here talking about their win. And then don't go anywhere, because at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Teague will be here covering us for the World of Dance panel. So I didn't want to jump in on both. You guys don't need to see 2 hours of me. That's a lot. I want Teague to have her opportunity with them and give a fresh perspective. And I think that's really important. You get to see two sides, because I already have a familiarity with them too. Yes. So I interviewed them last year.
So good.
So you're going to have two amazing hours with the season two winners of the Lab. So the first hour, again, 10 a.m. Pacific time, To the Point on Popcorn Talk, 11 a.m. World of Dance panel here on AfterBuzz TV, all Pacific time. So come join us.
I want her to ask what they're going to do with the money.
Yes, we will definitely figure that out.
That'd be great.
One of us will ask. Please. Both of us will probably wind up asking. Who knows? Two things that I think are very important. The tour is coming up.
Yes.
Yes. And they've added a couple of names. So if you guys are going to go to World of Dance Live, I think this is a stacked, great list.
Good.
Jackson Willard, whom I love. Charity and Andre. So clearly he's not doing his mission this fall.
Yeah, good.
good Michael Demeski.
Yay.
B-Dashing Concrete.
I love
him so much. Embodiment, as nice. Rudy slipped in and let that out, on, even though they hadn't announced it yet, but that's okay. And Royal Flux.
Really?
Uh-huh. That's a good lineup, I think.
Is.
So I think if you guys have the opportunity to see it, I'm going to go here in Los Angeles on November 1st.
Cool.
So make sure you are there.
So good. How many cities did they go to for that one?
It's a little bit bigger than last year. It's not like a huge tour the way
So
You Think does. Yeah, I'm going to say they're probably doing like 15 to 20 cities.
Good start.
But definitely go and take a look at that. They're doing more cities than they did last year.
Cool.
They are going to Canada too, which So You Think is not.
Interesting.
And season three, we need to talk about season three. Guys, it is starting.
It's like it's forever and it just goes.
But it's not. I saw Derek at the Creative Arts Emmys. I interviewed him. If you guys want to go and see that interview, because it has a little bit of info on World of Dance season three. First of all, they're starting to tape in a couple weeks. October, that's they begin crazy. Taping for season three. Remember, it's coming February 2019. Derek checked in with some of the producers, and they were like, the talent is even more exciting in season two.
It's like, where do these dances constantly come from? Seriously.
Well,
so you think World Dance?
What I've been told is that this has become the show to audition for. Like, this is the show.
Makes
this
sense.
Is it.
Well,
like,
it gives you so many more opportunities because it's groups, isn't it?
It's groups, yeah. And you have, you know, you can be 15 and do it. You can be 30 and do it. You know what I mean? It's not like... you know, you're sitting there waiting for to turn 18 now, and so you think, or then you're like, I'm 28, they're going to vote me off in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it does happen. The 18-year-olds stick around on that show the way America votes. So it's kind of interesting that World of Dance is like in the dance community. It's the one that everyone's looking at.
Plus it's Bobo.
I've already gotten a wind of a couple of the contestants, and I will tell you that there are some familiar names already.
Really?
Yes. I can't reveal them, of course, but you know I'll be keeping you abuzz on all of that.
This girl, she's got all the dirt.
I know, but I got to really get in there so I can start. Once I start taping, I get in all the scoop.
Oh, yeah. So good. Well, so good. It looks like it's going to become a twice a year thing. If we're doing February, are we going to also do like an
we
October?
Haven't heard from NBC whether they're going to continue as a twice winter, a summer thing.
That'd be cool.
It's quite possible. That is a very heavy schedule, though, for a J-Lo and a Derek. I will say that because they are also, you have to remember, Derek's going out on tour this spring. Mm-hmm. So they would have to I don't know how they would tape. They would have to start taping in January and February again.
Well, J-Lo's show finishes though in Vegas very soon, doesn't it? So that's off her plate.
It does. But we will see how that plays out because I don't know how available Derek is. Derek's pretty busy.
Yeah. I would actually love to see their diaries. Like, wouldn't you? I'd love to see J-Lo's, like, literally life day to day, what she has to do.
Oh, you mean her schedule?
Yeah, their schedules.
Her diary. I thought we were like, dear diary, today.
No, not a.
I worked with Neo and Derek.
It was wonderful. Yes, their schedules, darling. Which is so fascinating because, I mean, we think that we work hard, for example, but just the level and the amount of. We were talking today about Hannah Leigh from So You Think You Can Dance and her schedule in the last few days, but just. Like, celebrities, they deserve what they have because their schedules and their what they have to do every day is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, it's and incredible. I know Derek works very hard. I don't know, I'm not super familiar with Neo and his work ethic, but I'm sure that he is just as busy. And J-Lo is, you know, she's a workhorse. She manages a business. She's very successful.
Multiple businesses.
Give me one overall thought of one thing that you would like to change for season three. What would it be?
Oh, darling, you keep putting them on me.
I know.
Change.
I can start first.
Yes, go.
Okay. I'll start first.
I got one.
I'm just going to give one. And I did talk to Derek about this in our interview from the Creative Arts Emmys, just that I think that I would like to see other styles be promoted a little bit more. And he's like, well, they kind of have to deliver. And I'm like, I get that. But I think I go, Derek, I think you see it with the eye. I'm not sure the other judges are seeing it just yet. Tap, ballet.
I'd love to see some ballet.
Yeah, I think that they're out there. I think maybe we'll see them for season three, but I hope the judges also have that open mind for that.
Mm. Yeah, that's cool. I am just something very simple. I was mentioning to you earlier, I'd like to actually see the choreographers for the different pieces as well. Mm-hmm. I feel like at the end of each piece, if you could bring on the choreographer, that would be cool.
Or flash a name, just so we know.
Yeah, or just just a face in the audience. That'd be really nice.
Something.
Because, I mean, obviously they're creative geniuses for some of these pieces, aren't they? So they should be.
Yes.
You know.
And I think So You Think has done that very well. You know, they place the choreographers in the audience. Their faces get shown on TV.
Yeah.
All of these choreographers deserve the credit and recognition for sure.
Agreed.
What a season. 16 weeks.
We did it. You did it. Everyone had a few times off.
Yes, I made it 14 weeks out of 16.
Good job.
But yeah, I don't know how long the winter season will be. We will see how that plays out because that schedule's a little bit different. America's Got Talent's coming in with the winter season, so I'm sure that figures into the schedule as well.
So much reality TV. Wow. Amazing where it's grown.
A lot of great talent.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, thank you so much for joining us this season. We appreciated all of your comments and feedback. You guys were absolutely amazing. Kim, tell everyone where they can find you.
Yeah, everyone, you can find me on all my social media at Kim Davey Live. And what about you, darling?
Oh, the Kristen Burt on Instagram, Kristen Burt on Twitter. And you know what? Give us some feedback. What would you like to see in season three?
Yes.
We want to hear. Thanks for joining us this season. We will see you for season three here on AfterBuzz TV for World of Dance.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.